The future of public land on Sydney Harbour has become the subject of an impassioned debate, with concerns it's set to be privatised. Almost 2 million people visit the many picturesque former defence sites that are dotted along the harbour each year, but the federal government agency that runs them says it doesn't have the money to maintain them. Now a private consortium is dangling the option of tipping $80 million into running one of those sites, Cockatoo Island, as Gavin Coote reports.
Dozens of tourists and Sydneysiders have boarded the ferry bound for Cockatoo Island. The World Heritage listed site sits in the heart of the harbour, a short ferry ride west from Circular Quay. Some of the worst convicts were shipped here in the 1800s, and then it became a naval shipbuilding yard. Richard Roebuck's grandfather worked in the dockyards on the island.
It's rather unique, I think, to have there four people and young families who want to go there and just spend the night or two nights or have a look around.
The old chimneys, cranes and other industrial relics loom large on the small parcel of land. And there are tunnels and old buildings tourists like Lucia from Italy can explore.
It's a very beautiful island. You can feel the history.
Cockatoo Island is the main venue for the popular Biennale of Sydney and has even become the setting of blockbuster movies like Wolverine. And for Western Sydney man Marwin Jarib, it's the spot where he's now getting his pre-wedding photos taken with his fiancée.
Because it's nice, man. I love the old designs. I really, really like it.
But some feel the island's full potential remains largely untapped. Danny Goldberg is the director of the Cockatoo Island Foundation, which wants to develop it into an arts and cultural site that it says could rival Hobart's Mona and Naoshima in Japan.
Cockatoo Island's an amazing space, so rich and steeped in indigenous, convict, marine heritage. Our concept is to make it a wow experience so that anyone coming to Sydney will want to spend time there in the same way that any tourist who visits San Francisco, a must go to is Alcatraz.
The foundation has put forward a proposal to spend $80 million on the island as part of a public-private partnership aimed at luring more visitors. The idea has surfaced as part of an ongoing review into the management of Cockatoo Island and other old defence sites along the harbour. It's in response to concerns the Sydney Harbour Trust, which maintains the sites, cannot fund ongoing remediation. That's worried some Sydneysiders, including Jill Lestrange from the Headland Preservation Group.
One of the things that the Trust's proposing is 49-year leases with the private sector to facilitate the capital injection it needs.
And she's concerned the Foundation's plan for Cockatoo Island could ultimately take the asset out of public hands.
You know, the proposal sounds exciting on the face of it, but when you lease a whole island, how do you get it back?
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese, whose electorate includes the harbour area, has also flagged reservations. He's tweeted this week that Sydney Harbour and its islands must be kept in public ownership and control. The Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee insists there won't be a decision until the review is finalised next month. In a statement to the World Today, she says the purpose of the review is to maximise public access.
Gavin Coote reporting.